Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide. We are so grateful to you, our loyal listeners. And it is for you that we present the best of the best in topics and in guests, including the one today. So listen up. Get out your notebook and be ready to get educated, motivated, and inspired. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Indeed, your very best year ever. Folks, today it's about integrative medicine. Is it for you? I know, speaking for myself, it certainly is for me. The medical community is now beginning to recognize that there is a safer way to prevent and treat health challenges than drugs and surgery. It is called integrative medicine, where several drugless health professionals work alongside medical doctors to treat patients. Results are often extraordinary. Join us today as our extraordinary
veterinary health guru Beverly Nadler discusses this new innovative, safer approach to health care. So they're not saying that one form obliterates another. Integrative means combining the two for the best of both worlds. And you are the best in the world of health. And my friend, Beverly Nadler, welcome.
Thank you for that delightful introduction. And yes, that is the key to understanding what integrative medicine is combining the best of both worlds, traditional medicine with the natural healing that actually works with the body, never has negative side effects, and results are, as you said, almost often are quite amazing. The reason this is so important is because annual health care costs are in the $1 trillion range, and most of the costs, of course, are for drug surgery and a lot of medical testing. And yet, in spite of these tremendous costs, approximately 250,000 people die annually from diseases or from things that occur because of the drug interactions, because of medical mistakes, because of things that go on in the hospitals that should not happen. And if people were taking better care of their health, they would not end up taking so many drugs. There would be a lot less accidents, and fewer people would end up in hospitals, which we know many people in hospitals become sick because of all of the, quote, germs and superbugs that are actually in the hospitals. So it's really important for people to take care of themselves and also to understand that a lot of these natural ways not only help healing, but they also prevent illness in the first place. So that's why we're talking about it today. Integrative medicine may be a new word for you. Sometimes you might have heard alternative treatments or functional medicine, but the key here is that the patient is looked at from all aspects, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And the patients are rarely prescribed allopathic drugs. By allopathic drugs, I mean the general drugs given by conventional treatment, because every one of them is known to have side effects. And in some cases, for some people, especially the elderly, these side effects can be devastating, and sometimes they are irreversible. So especially when people are taking 2, 3, 5, 10, 12 drugs, which a lot of, especially elderly, are taking that many. In integrative practice, you'll find that there is always a medical doctor involved, and the medical doctor could be a specialist in a particular area, but even as a specialist, that doctor, he or she, is very, very aware of the importance of checking and looking at the entire body and mind of that patient. And if they do prescribe drugs, which sometimes are necessary, it'll be for a limited time or for a very low dosage, and they will be a lot of consideration looking at the possible side effects. And in many cases, instead of allopathic drugs, they'll give homeopathic drugs. And in case you're not familiar with homeopathy, I'm going to give you a brief description. But first, I want to turn to our wonderful host and see if you have any questions, comments, or anything else you want me to talk about first.
I just want to say that you did describe it very well, but I want to go into it a little deeper because I consider it so important to really grasp the concept. Integrative medicine is healing-oriented medicine that takes account of the whole person, including all aspects of lifestyle. It emphasizes a therapeutic relationship between the practitioner and the patient, is informed by evidence, and makes use of all appropriate therapies. So the point I wanted to drive home is that the patient and the practitioner are partners in the healing process. I know that a lot of people go to doctors, take everything at face value, and oftentimes they're given a misdiagnosis. So this is a partnership where you tune into your what your body, your mind, and your spirit are telling you. All factors that influence health, wellness, and disease are taken into consideration. As we said, mind, body, spirit, community, as well as the body. Appropriate use of both conventional and alternative methods facilitates the body's innate healing response. Effective interventions that are natural and less invasive should be used whenever possible. Integrative medicine neither rejects conventional medicine nor accepts alternative therapies uncritically. Good medicine is based in good science, inquiry-driven, and open to new paradigms. And that's another very, very important thing, new paradigms, where people, you want to seek out doctors that have all the experience, but they're on top of what else is happening in the world of medicine. So alongside the concept of treatment, the broader concepts of health promotion and the prevention of illness are paramount. So I wanted to drive that home, folks, to stress the importance of the show so you don't overlook any aspect of what would be best for your mind, body, and soul.
Thank you for that, Joyce. Yeah, we've done several programs on holistic health and talked about the fact that it is the whole person, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. What's different in integrative medicine is that until fairly recently, there was no one place that a person could actually go in order to have their entire self analyzed in the way that you just spoke about, where everything is looked at. And that's when integrative medicine, sometimes called functional medicine, came about, where all functions are checked. And as you said, it is definitely a partnership between the health professionals and the individual, because in integrative medicine practices, the patient will be taught things that he or she must, not just should, but must do in order to remain healthy. Of course, there's no way that a doctor or anyone can make a person do anything, but they will be given instruction about nutrition, about diet, about exercise, very often meditation, different ways of supporting themselves at home in addition to whatever they're getting when they go to the professional doctor's offices.
Yes, and you're so right. They can give you all the advice, but only you could have things happen and make things happen. Okay, so on integrative medicine, some of my favorite things that I believe are good on both sides is things like acupuncture, chiropractic, massage therapy. Anything you want to share about those modems?
Absolutely. I will be sharing those. I did want to mention homeopathy first, the reason being that it is a form of considered a drug, but it is very different from allopathic drugs. It's actually working on vibration. You might say it's a form of energy medicine. And in integrative practices, very often the physician there will prescribe these kind of drugs, which do not actually need a prescription. In other words, you don't go to a pharmacy to get them. They'll usually have them on hand and put them together. There are literally 1,000 different homeopathic, medicinals but basically about 50 are used. And what the purpose or the understanding is that homeopathy believes is a vital force, an energy field that, given the proper stimulation, can restore physical, emotional, and mental equilibrium that has been disturbed by an illness. They are gentle, non-invasive, and they aid the body's own healing processes. Interesting fact is that the royal family in Britain, who are known for living a very long life, they've been using homeopathy for years and years. And the interesting thing also about homeopathy is that the smallest dosages are given, so small that conventional medical doctors have called them quackery, saying we can't even find anything. There's nothing here. There's nothing physical in here. And that's true. It is strictly working on a vibrational frequency. So, and again, there are no side effects, negative side effects from homeopathy.
One of the major killers in today's world, as we all know, is cancer. So I want to mention the SARI Center for Integrative Cancer Care. I just wanted to share about that. It's in Florida, and they offer things like acupuncture and massage and hands-on healing and counseling and nutrition. Let me give you that phone number, folks, because it is extraordinary. Not only will they support the cancer patient, but they will also support those that are their family, their friends, their caretakers. And the services they provide are all people who specialize in cancer patients. And we know that's such a major killer that I wanted to really give them a plug because they do such an extraordinary job. Their phone number in Florida is 561-578-5900, because you're not just dealing with professionals that treat the body, but they're very well in tune with specifically cancer and its aftermath.
And it's wonderful that they also work with the caretakers, because caretakers are coming onto a lot of things that I'm reading about, the illnesses that actually befall caretakers because of the amount of stress that they have to go through in dealing not only with cancer patients, but any kind of patient that they need to take care of. And more caretakers are actually getting sick, and more people become caretakers who are not prepared for it. It just isn't something that we prepare for when we're young, willing that, you know, we're going to be, we're living with probably somebody who is aging and it will be sick. So it's wonderful that center exists. And my understanding is that they are very reasonable in their prices.
Yes, they're reasonable in their prices, and they will work with you if you can't afford to pay. Typically, each service is $75, but they will work with you if that is out of your reach. So, again, I recommend it, SARI Center, and the number is 561-578-5900. I would think also that one of the best things one can do for your health is to listen to this show every day and hear wonderful topics like this, all designed to impact your life, your health, your well-being. And here in the wise words of the health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to our homepage, joycebarryandfriends.com, the homepage of our radio show. And on the upper left, right under my picture, it says follow. And just by doing that simple click of on follow, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not be with us at 11 a.m. Eastern to hear these wonderful shows. You only need to go to our archives. You can type in Beverly Nadler and all her shows will come up. You can type in the topic and everything on the topic will come up. So we've made it very, very, very easy for you to access the information you want, to download it, to send out the links. So we really invite you to do that, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And while you're at it, please follow Joyce Barry on Facebook and Twitter, Barrie. As I said, we love and appreciate our loyal listeners and followers. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, you know, every time I hear that poem, which I was inspired to write, I realize how important this show is. And I really, everything you've talked about there, it is part of the whole person. And that's what you, with your show, wanting to reach to help the whole person. So it's a pleasure for me to be on it. And it's a pleasure for me to speak today about some of the ways outside of your show that we can help the whole person, and that is through integrative medicine. You know, before I had asked you about the prices, the reason I did that is because one of the unfortunate things about integrative medical practices is the fact that insurance rarely covers anything. Medicare, Medicaid does not. And this to me is such, it's so cruel, because not only is the practitioner harmed by that, because many people would not be able to afford their services, certainly the patient is harmed by that because they can't afford it and they don't go, they just take regular drugs. But also the insurance companies are willing to pay out thousands upon thousands of dollars for drugs, for surgery, and for tests that cost, literally, that some of these tests, thousands and thousands of dollars. Whereas if integrative medicine was understood, recognized, and utilized in the way that it should be, these medical costs that I spoke about in the beginning, in the trillions of dollars, would be vastly reduced, because the fact about our being, our bodies, is that they are meant to heal themselves, and they're meant to have support, not dangerous drugs, but meant to be supported. And there are so many things that do and can support them. So that's why I mentioned the price, and I really understand when people say, I just can't afford that. Sometimes you can, what I'm going to use the word, negotiate with a practitioner for a lower price, but they have to get paid just like everybody else. So it's just an unfortunate system. The medical system is an unfortunate system where they're willing to pay for things that are so expensive and so invasive, and not willing to pay for simple things. There will be limited, depending on your insurance, and also to some degree some care through Medicare. I don't think Medicaid would cover, but some for chiropractic, which at one time, of course, was considered to be quackery. Interesting thing about chiropractic, which is my favorite, not my only, but my favorite form of alternative therapy, and many integrative practices will have a chiropractor either on hand in the office or someone very close by that they will refer their patients to and make that part of their care. And the whole approach, chiropractic approach, is not just for back aches, which people think, you know, well, there's nothing wrong with my back. Actually, the father of medicine, Hippocrates, said, in illness, look to the spine first. And the reason for that is because the spinal column is what protects the spinal cord. The spinal cord is an extension of the brain, and it has all of the nerves that go into every single part of the body. So when there is something that is, let's say, out of shape or out of form with your spinal column, bones pressing, they call it vertebra, pressing on nerves, it will interfere with function in the body. And I have seen almost every type of condition you can think of helped through chiropractic, where the chiropractor is using hands-on to literally unblock the nerves so that they are free to flow throughout the body, whether it's to the liver, whether it's to the lungs, whether it's to the heart, whether it's to the stomach. Any of these conditions can be improved through chiropractic care because they're not concerned with an injury or an illness, and it is about the body's self-healing processes that a chiropractor is concerned about. So this is something I highly recommend, and again, we've done numerous shows on chiropractic. You can find that most of the things that we're talking about, or many of them today, will be in some of our other shows on Joyce Barry and Friends.
And let me just say, if you want more information about Beverly Nadler, her work, her books, go to Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. There's so much information there. Beverly could carry a show for 20 hours. She's always is that well-educated and ready to move on any topic. So check her out at BeverlyNadler.com. Just a sentence or two about your website. Give people a reason to go there.
Basically, you gave them the reason. It is loaded with information on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual healing. There's resources on there. There's also testimonials from people that I've worked with. There's articles, many, many articles on the mind, on the brain, and also one of my favorite topics has to do with universal law. That's the spiritual aspect. All of this can be found on my site, including links to my books, and especially to my book, Vibrational Harmony, which is one of my favorites. And the foreword is written by our host, Joyce Barry. And you cannot miss the foreword if you click on that book and read about it. And there are other books listed on there also. So thank you for bringing that up, Joyce. I really appreciate it. Welcome anyone to my site and anyone to ask me any questions after they've been to my site.
I was happy to write the forward because I totally endorse the book. Beverly, I know you have one other website where you offer free online information. What is that? Something biz?
You're so right about that. Yes, it's vibrationalharmony.biz because that was an available, you know, because it's not about business, just the business of healing. And there's two books on there. Both of them are free downloads. One is on managing stress, and the other is laws of the body. And they are, of course, dealing with more than the body. Deals with everything. So I highly recommend that. I thank you for mentioning that because I do offer that as a gift to people who are listening to this show, and sometimes I don't mention it, so thank you for that.
Well, it's definitely worth checking it out, folks, and it's also worth checking out Integrative Healing. You want to do that as well. You might be taking notes on everything going on. You might be saying, hey, this is a great idea. I'll get to it someday. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you to really drive home the point about someday. One moment, and I will share that with you. Oh, well, I had it a second ago. Beverly, what do you want to say about the integrative medicine in terms of starting now while I get my someday poem ready to go?
There is no such thing as someday, as Joyce has said, and her wonderful poem really explains that. If you've got any ailment whatsoever, if you're taking several drugs, there is a way to be free from that. I suggest going to, if you can't find an integrative medicine, go to one of the practitioners that practices this type of medicine, looking at the whole person, which would be chiropractic, which I just gave you a brief explanation of, and you can find out much, much more by going to one of our shows on chiropractic. Also, acupuncture. Acupuncture is a wonderful thing, and many of the integrative practices will include an acupuncturist. Sometimes the acupuncturist is also a chiropractor. He may practice both of these. But acupuncture is part of the Chinese system of medicine, and it's a philosophy that was developed over thousands of years. The belief is that there are certain points in the body that have specific electrical just electrical energy, and that when you put these tiny little needles. And they're really very tiny. I've had acupuncture, as has Joyce. They do not hurt. I mean, I didn't want to go. I resisted acupuncture for years because I don't want any needles. But believe me, there is no pain involved. Tiny, tiny little needles that are actually stimulating certain points. And these points actually reflex back to different organs and systems and parts of your body, and they have a wonderful healing effect. It affects people.
And folks, as I said before, there is no someday, and here's my poem to drive home that point. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist.
Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and Sunday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
So integrative medicine is so important for your good health with all the natural things included in it as well. So don't hesitate. Don't put it off. Just look into it. Google it. Check it out. Listen to the show again and get what you can out of it. But please don't just take notes about our show. Do something about it. What else do you want to say about integrative medicine?
Well, I'd like to mention some of the other things that may be in an integrative practice. A naturopath is one, and a naturopath is one who studies medicine, you know, what medical doctors study, but have decided that they are not going to use dangerous drugs. Some of them will use homeopathic drugs, and many of them, in fact probably all of them, are involved with nutrition to some degree. They may use herbs. In fact, herbs is a big part of integrative medicine because herbs are also natural. They're very, very powerful. Herbs are very powerful, and they have a wonderful healing effect. And as I said, a naturopath usually is one who would, when I use the word prescribe, I don't mean prescribe in the sense that you have to go to a pharmacy. They will tell you this is what, sometimes they'll even prepare the formulas themselves. Some of the others that you will find in an integrative practice may be a nutritionist who actually does specifically help you and guide you in your particular diet and will recommend supplements. The supplements usually recommended in an integrative practice are very natural, meaning that they're literally made out of food as opposed to being made out of chemicals. You might find a physical therapist. We're very important. Very often people don't realize the importance, but the physical therapist helps to get your joints functioning, especially when people have arthritis or they've had injuries or they're elderly. There's a problem with really being able to move the joints, and the body therapist will help you with that. You also might find massage therapists there. And again, when we're talking about massage therapists, and there's different types of massages, and very often they ask you what type would you like, but they're therapeutic. And one of the things that they do in releasing the muscular pains and all is they get to something called fascia, F-A-S-C-I-A. And the fascia is often where the energy, the negative energy from negative emotions, that's why I call it negative energy, it is destructive energy literally stored in the body, in the fascia, which are around the muscles, and they release that. It's just the natural part of a good massage that the fascia will be releasing the emotional energy, because everything in this universe is energy, and it's stored in the body unless we release it. And sometimes you can do that through breathing exercises, sometimes through affirmations. And some of these things, depending on the integrative practice and what particular practitioners are there, it may be taught because there are ways of breathing that help to release some of the negative energy that we have stored from, you know, the emotions and also things happen in life that they cause a lot of trauma, and these are things that therapists can release, and very often it's difficult to do it by ourselves. This is one of the reasons you really want to look into integrative practices. There's more, but I want to defer to a wonderful host who also has a tremendous amount of information. See if there's anything you want to state before I continue.
What I want to say, folks, is to reiterate there is no someday. When are you going to look into this? When are you going to get involved with this? And if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? A special thank you to our friend Ted Siuba, who takes my poems and puts them to lively music. I really do appreciate that. The work he has put into our show, the difference he's made, I really want to thank him. Okay, back to you, Beverly Nadler, in integrative medicine.
Okay,
again,
so one of the things I do want to mention about acupuncture is that it releases endorphins. And endorphins are the body's natural painkillers. So that is something for people who are in pain. You often find that acupuncture can help you. Of course, that's true of chiropractic. That's what most people will say, you know, I don't have any pain. But it's also good for many other things. And when I was talking about physical therapists, realize the importance of the type of manipulation that they do on the different areas of the body, because they're restoring the use of the joints. And this is so important because a lot of pain that people are suffering are in their joints, and they end up getting surgery when that wouldn't be necessary if they were instead taking care of themselves. And I'm going to say nutritionally, very important, which is why in integrative practices, whether it's a nutritionist there or a naturopath or the doctor, him or herself, is going to talk about the importance of that. And I mentioned Hippocrates before, saying look to the spine first. Hippocrates also said, let food be thy medicine. And today, unfortunately, with all the GMOs and the antibiotics and the hormones and the pesticides, etc., that are being added to our food, the supplements have become really important, especially natural supplements made from food. And you'll find that, again, these will be prescribed. And again, as I said, prescribed is not a prescription you take to the drugstore. Unfortunately, supplements, which are so important in restoring and keeping us healthy, are not covered by insurance. Only drugs are covered by insurance. I feel like if I was perhaps much, much younger, I would try to lead in actually getting to the congressman and to get the insurance companies to recognize this. But it's a long fight, and I don't expect to be around for that to happen. But we need to know those of us who really care about it and really understand the importance of taking care of the whole body as naturally as possible, that to the best of our ability to be using the type of care that we're talking about today, which is integrative care. Again, some of the people, the professionals that you'll find there would be chiropractor, acupuncturist, massage therapist, physical therapist, naturopath, and again, you might find nutritionist, and even an energy healer. And you'd say, well, what is an energy healer? Well, some of you may have heard of Reiki, which actually brings in energy, again, vibrations. If you recall what I said at the very beginning when I talked about homeopathy, which is a wonderful healing medicinal, that it's all vibration. Everything is energy. You can find a lot of that information, by the way, on my website. Everything is energy, and the vibrations basically are what do the healing. So an energy healer literally brings in these, has been trained. These are people who are trained, and very often if you encounter an energy healer, you will feel a vibration coming out of their hands. And there's different forms. Reiki is one. There's touch for health. And then there is the tapping techniques, which actually tap on acupressure and acupuncture points to also to do some healing. So some, not many, but some integrative practices will also use an energy healer.
Folks, Beverly's website once again is BeverlyNadler.com. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, and you'll find out all about my seminar programs, my coaching. I do more than one thing than host this show. As a matter of fact, I love being a success coach. I have accounts all over the country because I can do it via the telephone. And when you go to that website, you'll find endorsements by many of these people, and I'll share some of my favorites right now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, if you email me, you can give me suggestions about our show, about our guests, about guests you want to recommend to us that you'd like to hear on our show. So why don't you do that in the subject line of the email. Just put Beverly so I know which show inspired you to connect with me. If there's any message for her, I'll be sure she gets it. As I said, I particularly value suggestions, comments, recommendations about topics, guests. I really do. And I've done shows, what do Olympic athletes have that you don't have a coach, to find out all the reasons why coaching may be right for you and how to select one that can make a difference, just go to the homepage and click on coaching, and you'll find out a lot more about that. So having said that and getting ready to start wrapping up here, Beverly, what else would you like to say?
The very interesting piece that I was talking about, the very expensive testing and all, and here's something from a medical doctor who said that a lot of the testing is unnecessary. Often the test will be inaccurate, that you can take the same test 10 times and there'll be at least one that is totally false in whatever the results are. And he said that when people take these tests, some of which are completely unnecessary, they are being given needless medications, sometimes needless surgery. The more tests a person undergoes, the greater the odds of being told incorrectly that something is wrong. And this doctor says avoid medical tests unless absolutely necessary. So I thought that was extremely interesting that this is a medical doctor stating that it is better. I don't know that he's involved at all in integrative medicine, but I do know that what he's saying makes a lot of sense because I have heard that from people that they took all these expensive tests and it ended up with them actually feeling sicker and more anxiety and frustration than they had before they took the test. So, again, integrative medicine, look it up. Find out in your community. You're bound to find at least one practice. Some of these things, as I said, are covered by insurance. Many of it is not. But, you know, find out for yourself before you make a decision.
And I agree with that doctor who said to be cautious with all these tests. The problem with that is so many of you just listen to a doctor blindly. I'm not telling you not to listen to a doctor, but just to be thoughtful in the process, make inquiries, get another opinion. So you want to do all of that as well, because some of these tests are a bit much and of no use. And even with the testing, you could get a wrong diagnosis. So I'm not trying to sound negative about any of that. I'm just telling you that you might want to look twice before you leave. And what words of wisdom do you want to leave our audience with?
I'm going to leave you the words of wisdom by my poem. You can be healthy and free of pain. Is there anything more important than health? It certainly isn't wealth. And what good is success if your mind and body's a mess? What most people want, I hear them explain, is to feel good and be free of pain. Pain is not only physical, though. There's emotional and spiritual pain, you know. Complementary and alternative therapies may have the answers you seek. Practitioners offer many different safe and natural techniques. Some help heal body and mind with vibrating energy. Others use methods to normalize biochemistry. There are non-invasive ways to reduce pain and inflammation and wonderful methods to improve circulation. Hands-on techniques can enhance emotional and physical endurance, and many of these therapies, or at least some of them, are covered by insurance. Be willing to try things that may be different and new. Among them can be the perfect solutions for you, the ones that will help to energize and free you of pain so you can live your life joyfully again.
All I can say is you did it again, knocked it out of the ballpark. What I'm curious about is, did you create that for this show, or was that in your repertoire?
It's on my repertoire. But I will look for it because I know I had a poem. So before we did the show, I went through my poems to find the one that was just right for this show. And I'm grateful that I found it.
Yes, I am too, and I was amazed because I don't recall hearing that one before. It's tailor-made for this show, and your poems are absolutely simply the best. Folks, and signing off, I want to offer my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. And talking about special people, you, Beverly Nadler, are certainly amongst the most special people I know. Your shows are really make a difference. Your poems are magnificent. You're a great friend and a fabulous person. So I want to thank you. Always appreciate. Here's to your health. Thursday, so here's to you, Beverly Nadler.
Well,
folks, I will.
Joyce, thank you so much. I appreciate being on the show, and I appreciate you as my dearest and oldest, not in age, but longest time friend.
In endurance, too. Okay. So, folks, I want to also leave you with the message of being kind to one another, as Ellen DeGeneres signs her show off every single day. I agree with that. I want to take it a step further. Do random acts of kindness. Pay it forward. Pay it backward. Make someone happy today. And our endeavor is to make you happy today and every day. On that note, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mesh. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
And you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.